Roger Stone appears to say, "I don't really feel like arguing with this Negro." By Joel B. Polak on July 19, 2020. Roger Stone appeared to mutter, "I don't really feel like arguing with this Negro." During an interview on Saturday evening on the Mr. Mokely Show on KFIAM 640 in Los Angeles. Later, Stone vehemently denied that he said it. KFI reported on the interview with host Morris W. O'Kelly. At one point, Stone and Mokely are discussing the charges brought against Stone, which included lying to Congress, witness tampering and obstruction of a congressional committee, and why other people in the administration hadn't faced the same kind of investigations and inquiries. Mokely pointed out that while certain people are treated differently in the federal justice system, Stone's relationship with Trump made him different than most defendants. "I do believe that certain people are treated differently in the federal justice system. I do absolutely believe that. But I also believe that your friendship and relationship and history with Donald Trump weighed more heavily than him just wanting to make sure that justice was done by a person in the justice system, that you were treated so unfairly," Mokely tells Stone. "There are thousands of people treated unfairly daily. Hell, your number just happened to come up in the lottery. I'm guessing it was more than just luck, Roger, right?" There's a pause. Then what sounds like Stone's voice can be heard telling someone on the other end that "I don't really feel like arguing with this Negro, sick. I'm sorry, what was that?" Mokely asks. "Roger? I'm sorry, what did you say?" The relevant portion of the interview begins at 12:29 in the clip below. The first part of Stone's statement was somewhat muffled. There was a long pause after his statement. "You're out of your mind," Stone said, when O'Kelly asked whether he had just said something about Negro. Stone did not indicate what he might have said instead that O'Kelly might have misheard. He added that he was having trouble hearing O'Kelly. President Donald Trump commuted Stone's sentence earlier this month, after it emerged that the head juror at his trial was a former Democratic Party congressional candidate who posted anti-Trump comments on social media during the trial. Stone, who went on to cite his political views as evidence that he is not a racist, said he will not be working with the Trump campaign. He was briefly an advisor to Trump's first campaign in 2015. O'Kelly told the New York Times on Saturday evening that Stone represented many Americans. "If there's a takeaway from the conversation, it is that Roger Stone gave an unvarnished look into what is in the heart of many Americans today," he said. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.